This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus performed a great variety of miracles, turning water into wine, stilling the storm on the Sea of Galilee, healing blind, deaf, and dumb people, casting out demons, raising the dead, and cursing a barren fig tree. Have you ever wondered why modern faith healers do not attempt any of these miracles? The faith healers often claim to heal cancer, tuberculosis, heart disease, and other conditions that cannot be confirmed by the viewers and listeners. The faith healers ought to furnish x-rays before the so-called healings and after. They are not going to convince discerning people by their boasts. They must furnish evidence, clear, indisputable evidence. Are they willing to do that? Absolutely not. After Jesus had healed 2 blind men, they brought unto him a dumb man possessed with a devil. Matthew 9:32. Two observations on this verse are in order. The word dumb does not mean stupid or foolish. The New Testament uses the word of those who could not speak or of those who could not hear. There were those who use it of mental illness, but it does not have that meaning in this context. The man's inability to speak was caused by his being demon-possessed. The King James Version uses the word devil, but the Greek word should be rendered demon. There are many demons, but just one devil. After Jesus cast out the demon from the dumb man, the man spoke. The multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." Matthew 9:33. It ought to be obvious that Jesus Christ had absolute power over demons. He came into the world to destroy the works of Satan. One of the means of accomplishing that goal was to take control over the devil and over his messengers. Demons no longer have the power to possess either Christians or non-Christians. They have been defeated by Christ's death and resurrection. The following comments on demon possession from Dr. Jack Lewis's book, The Gospel According to Matthew, are very helpful. The widespread view that demonology was a pre-scientific description of mental illness does not do justice to the phenomena as described in the New Testament. While some sufferers had mental or emotional symptoms, this is not true in all cases. In some passages, the demoniacs are distinguished from sufferers of other disorders. There are also cases of illnesses not attributed to demons. One is at a loss to find a phenomenon in current society parallel to the New Testament one. Volume 1, page 143. The multitudes marveled because they had never seen anything like that before. The Pharisees said, "He cast out demons through the prince of demons." Matthew 9:34. On this occasion, Jesus did not point out how absolutely unreasonable the Pharisees' charge against him was, but he did in Matthew 12. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out demons, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then spoil his house?" Matthew 12:25-29. Demons still exist. They cannot enter into human beings and possess them. The tendency of modern charismatics to blame everything from a toothache to theft and homosexuality on demons has no basis in Scripture. James explains why men sin. They are tempted by the devil when they yield to their own lust. James 1:13-14. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.